Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on
Flashlight.
The Fan.
Flashlight. Flashlight. Right?
That's a tough song, Jeremy.
Did you say Flashlight?
Yes.
Did he say Flashlight?
He did.
You know, you think you had it hard. Your dad made you hold the flashlight. My dad made me hold the Flashlight. It's a different, totally different childhood. Anyway, what were we talking about? Go ahead. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, this whole collusion thing with Lamar Jackson, what do you make of it?
I thought it was par for the course. I mean, it's been going on forever. This isn't the first case. It won't be the last. The owners, it's an old buddies network. They just call one up, call the other guy up and say, hey, let's not do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Do you know what's going on around the league? And they do it all the time. So to actually get it on the record and actually prove it is one thing, but they're not going to do anything with this. Well, yeah. What do you do with it?
Yeah. I also find it kind of funny that people are actually surprised that this goes on. There's only 32 of these motor scooters out there. Like,
right.
You think they don't talk? I mean, they're all billionaires.
Right.
How big is you think that club is?
Yep.
I think, who are they going to talk to? Not us. So it's like, of course they're going to talk. And they, you know, I find it just so naive that people are, you know, clutching their pearls when they hear this. I can't believe they're colluding. Really? Come on, man.
Well, at least they got those trade rumors out that actually happened, because when you were reporting them, people kept saying, no, they would never do this. They would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was. It was out there. It was out there.
Is that a frustrating part of your job? Because like we were all talking about how doing this on a daily basis, people will misperceive what you're saying and then go. We had it this morning where somebody calls in and says, hey, Rob, you said this. And he's like, I never said that. Like, you report a story, and you know you have good sources, and you probably don't give a rat's ass. What am I asking you? Like, if people don't
buy it. I used to be the beat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is frustrating. And people will accuse you of making up stuff and so forth, but you know the truth, and you know where it came from. And when you have a good source, I mean, when you have a really, really good source, it's over.
It's so funny as I'm looking at Mike's shirt. Did you guys look at that?
Yes.
As we're talking about it, his shirt says journalism matters. And it's true. I mean, it's depending on where you get your news today, it's
right.
Could be filtered for some reason.
Well, know? It has changed over the years, though. Before, you could pretty much depend on certain people and certain guys. Yeah. Not anymore.
No.
Depends on which station you listen to, yeah, and so forth.
100%.
And it's all distorted. A lot of it's distorted.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike, your thoughts on the Baltimore Ravens and the offseason movement, including picking up Jair Alexander?
Well, as I wrote yesterday, this team's loaded. They are. And anything short of going to the Super Bowl, and I don't say they have to win the Super Bowl, but you got to get to the Super Bowl. It's a failure. It's disappointing. And they know that. And that's why they loaded up with certain guys. Hopkins, Alexander. You know, they made sure they improved their defense with Starks. And then they got Green. They went and got the guys they needed to get. And I know it's hard for rookies to step in right away. And you got to look down the road and wonder if these guys are going to make it through 16 games after preparing for the combine and then going to all these mini camps and so forth. Will they make it? I don't know, but at least they have the picks in place that down the road, they're going to be pretty good players.
Well, it's kind of, we've talked about it with all the players they've added. And then the other thing that I like about this team is you have some guys that are in some pretty decent contract years where players usually step up in those years and make some plays. And looking at if you want to look at Owe and the pass rush and how it could look, and you mentioned Green and what they're stealing, what happens if they're as advertised and some of those guys that you're waiting for to get better actually get better this year too? I mean, this could be a special season, but it has to end with the Super Bowl.
But you know something? What is a strength could also be a distraction. Because when you go into the season and you're saying, we're supposed to be really, really good. Well,
yeah.
What happens? if you aren't. And it makes no difference because it comes down to what they do in the postseason. That's what it's all about. But you and then the same thing you talked about, Jeremy. You look at these receivers. Some of them are in the final year of their contract. What if they aren't touching the ball enough? Mark Andrews, I mean, we've heard him complain before about not being involved in the offense. Likely, he's another guy. Even Hopkins, who's on a one-year deal, but still, not touching the ball enough. And he's complained before. Well, what happens then? And then even Alexander, some of the history on him is not that good. He could be Marcus Peters.
Yeah.
We'll see. But it's all interesting. At least the mix is there. A good blend of veterans and young guys. They got it going on. Let's see where it takes them.
Jeremy, you want him to be Marcus Peters?
Who? Jair?
Yeah.
In what facet? Like, as a player? Sure. Yeah. I don't want any smoke, man. I like you. I hope you like me.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Marcus Peters always starting something, man. Where are you from, homie? Where are you from? Middle River, brother. I already told you.
What's in Middle River?
The river in the middle. What else have we got over there? An airport that nobody uses, I don't think. I've never seen a plane fly out of there. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
They do have the Air National Guard.
private planes, too. What are you talking about right now? Yeah. I never see planes fly out there. Okay, well, you ain't come by.
Jeremy's tripping.
I don't even know if they're really making planes there.
I mean, like, you know how many times I flew out of there?
Have you?
State police.
I don't know.
Apparently not.
Nobody goes, hey, look. You look at some of the places in Middle River I go, and there's still places I won't go because, you know, it's a tough area, man. At least not Marcus Peters that.
So. Jeremy. I spent a lot of time Martin State Airport.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
Ignorant, man. Don't come to Hawthorne.
If you ain't from Hawthorne, don't come to Hawthorne. Right? Thank you very much, Mike. So you're here to hook up, meet up with Vinny?
You can hook up.
Yeah, that's why
I changed it. I know who I'm sitting among.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.